Mesdames et messieurs, s'il vous plaît, soyez prêts pour Aaron Chupa. C'est parti.
Tapper too.
I think my blood's circulating now.
Yeah, so that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So he's come through a lot of trauma and tribulations, and he's still kicking, he's fighting. A very big inspiration to me and many other people that know him. He's one of my biggest heroes, and it's always a joy and a pleasure to get him on our program to share his beautiful music and just some of his insights in life. And how are you doing, Shkwait?
I'm doing pretty good. Kind of enjoying a little bit of warmth. It's raining up here, so it's warmish. Only minus 10 now.
Oh, how can it rain and be minus 10? Wow, that's wild.
Probably only minus 1.
That's pretty crazy. Like out in Alberta, I think they got plus 20 out there. It's warmer over there than here. It's crazy, man.
Steve was saying, he was saying Calgary was chilly, but maybe he's just wanting us to feel sorry.
Yeah, well, such a beautiful song you picked. And, you know, our subject today is on celebration. And, you know, just celebrating our grandmas, as Celia was talking about her grandma earlier, and hoping for her genes.
Yeah.
But, celebration of life, that's a very key thing to life too. And so we'd love to hear your words on celebration. What are your thoughts and words on that?
When I think of celebration, we can try celebrating alone, but it usually involves others, and celebration is made it to a, you know, to uplift our work ethics and social skills and all that, because, you know, when we're excited, those around us get excited. And, you know, kind of helps, you know, when you have, you know, like hockey fans, you know, we all in different games, but once the hockey game comes on, we forget that. We put aside our differences and cheer for the Canucks or whatever team, you know, we cheer for. And, you know, and that's what I really like about celebrations is it's a gathering of the people, and helps develop social skills, because, you know, it's pretty hard to celebrate, you know, on TikTok or Facebook or X, you know, whatever, you know. Sure, you can all cheer into the device, but, you know, it's not the same as being there physically. You know, we go to the sports bar when we want to feel like celebrating, you know, when, you know, whether it be football, hockey, basketball, lacrosse, soccer, you know, we all just want to be together and celebrate and, you know, and mourn if our team loses.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all there to
commiserate,
uplift each other, gain social skills. That's what I think about celebrations, you know, because it's always positive. You know, we never celebrate any failures and wrongs.
Yeah,
that's true.
So that's what I think about celebrations is it's a gathering to hone our social skills.
Yeah, and it's a great feeling when you're all on like the same page of ecstasy and just joy for your team, or, you know, whatever triumph you're celebrating. It's just an amazing time, and also in those tragedies and tragic moments of loss of your team or whatever. I remember back to 2011 when the Canucks lost their big finals against Boston. And, you know, even though it was such a really hard time, it was bearable because, you know, I was amongst so many other people that were going through the same feeling of, you know, being down, being sad and you know, not enjoying the moment, but in the company of others, it makes it bearable.
Yeah.
And I found that, you know, celebrations and, like you were saying, togetherness, it's so powerful. It's just like, it's a cultural thing amongst all races, genders, and tribes all over the world. You know, we all celebrate together and we all go through these tragic moments together too. And it's what makes us culture. It makes our culture. And as we all know, you know, culture is so vital to all of us. And yeah, I really, really enjoy hearing your input and insights to our subjects. It's always so invigorating and stimulating for my mind and brain, and I know all other people too. So it's always a blessing and an honor just to get your insights into our subjects. So
so you know when we pass away, we can just all think of each other having a rave in the grave.
Rave in the grave.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, it I remember even Counselor Fari used to always talk about that, because she knew, you know, she's going to join the ancestors and be in that special energy. And she used to say that, you know, I don't want people crying. I don't want people mourning. I want you to celebrate what you had with me, all the triumphs that we went through, all the great memories, the laughs. I want you to remember all of that and just have a great celebration. So I really enjoyed what you sent us about, you know, rave in the grave. That was just hit the spot with our subject too. It's just always amazing. Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us and adding to our show.
Yeah, it's good to be appreciated. I thank you guys there at the studio, and the guys in the background, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers. I send it all back to you thousandfold.
Beautiful and wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to have to let you go for now, and we're looking forward to your next time coming on and sharing your songs and wisdom, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye for now. All right, that was my brother, Shkwait Shakhlech from Gwaishkana, BC, and just always an awesome time when he gets on our program and stuff.
It's so interesting, like that whole idea of contagiousness and shared and togetherness and stuff is just coming through so strongly, right?
Yeah.
There's a little Swedish, I'm just going to jump in if that's okay.
Go for it.
There's a little, I think it's a Swedish proverb that says, shared joy is double joy, shared sorrow is half a sorrow. Mm. And it just reminded me with what your brother was saying, that celebration is one thing, and then also the other side, that we come together when things are rough, tough, or we've suffered a loss.
Yeah.
And I love what he had to say.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Very insightful.
Yeah. So we're going to get to some more music, and we'll come back and hopefully have our brother Wegedesk
try to catch him.
Yeah. So we're going to play a song from The Restoned, and this song is called Northern Lights. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Northern Lights as we drift into the spaces of reality.
You're even reading it like you're in the space of floating.
Yeah, so welcome back, everybody. We have our brother, Wegedesk, from the Mi'kmaq peoples. He's a high-diving champion of the world. And yes, welcome to the program, Wegedesk. How are you?
Thank you. It's so great to tune in with Eagle Nation. I'm doing great, and I'm even more excited now that we're getting to do our deep breaths one more time.
Beautiful.
Yes, please.
At the beginning of the show.
Excellent. Beautiful. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, guys, relax our shoulders, our jaw. We're doing three deep breaths. In with the peace, out with the stress.
Here we go.
And in through the nose. 3, 2, 1. Nice, beautiful sigh. Let it all go on the out. Two more. Real good. Yeah, and this one, try to fill your belly up with lots of air. Beautiful. Thank you for the reminder. I'm glad we
Ooh.
Can do that again.
Ooh. Yeah, it's awesome, man. We really love those deep breaths.
Don't need to go to the store to buy this at all.
Yeah. Talk about a celebration of life, man.
Yeah.
Just breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our subject is on celebration, and would love to hear your words on that.
That's it, brother. I was going to say, after those deep breaths, we just did our celebration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And I think the most important thing that I can say about celebrations is to celebrate the little things. Don't be hard on ourselves. You know, even just waking up in the morning, you know, celebrate it, you know, because at the end of the day, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And do we want to go kicking and screaming, or do we want to go with appreciation and love and gratitude and all that good stuff connects us to other experiences, other people, other things. So, you know, gratitude, man. I remember hearing a long time ago, the richest people in the world are super grateful. So let's crank up our gratitude and celebrate the little things.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's so true. You know, I was thinking about, you know, our deep breaths especially, because as you just mentioned, like, it's, you know, our deep breaths are like celebrations. And I was thinking about, like, man, what a beautiful, wonderful thing just to breathe. Like, we go through some of our life sometimes, and we go through stages of where we can't breathe.
Yeah, holding our breath for.
And it reminded me of, like, especially some of the near death when you go through
all that too, yeah.
And you don't even have a choice. You can't.
You don't have that choice.
Yeah. And I was thinking of, like, some of our brothers and sisters that, you know, are inside right now, and you know, they've maybe done things that weren't acceptable, and, you know, even some that end up in, like, isolation, total isolation in the hole. And, you know, it's devastating because you're there in this, like, little cubicle.
The hole puts them in a bigger hole.
No human connection with anybody, just yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the most torturous thing in the world. And just to remind ourselves in those situations and times of near death where we don't have that opportunity to even breathe. And just to imagine, just like, I got this chance to breathe. I got this wonderful life of just existing.
Yeah.
At this time, yeah, we're alone. We're in maybe the last stage. Or we can celebrate as we come out and just know that, yeah, there's another day. We have some more time. And that's just something that we can celebrate in itself. And something so special. And, you know, for people out there that may be listening, and they could be inside too.
Mm-hmm.
And we just send our positivity out to you. And we remember you.
Yes.
We, you know, we We don't want to forget people that are still in that state of anomie, or in that little cell, or in this institution, wherever you are. You know, we're all together. We're all together in this world, and we can celebrate together, and we can, you know, just go into the our thoughts of negativity, but just knowing that we're all together, it can create some very positive empathy and positivity for ourselves to grow as human beings, and to pass that energy on to other people around us.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much, Wegedesk, for sharing. Always so full of wisdom and information. And thank you so much for the deep breaths and all the love and positivity that you give us.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Love you all, Eagle Nation, everybody in the studio and around the world. Lots of love to y'all. And we'll catch you again next week.
Awesome.
Bye for now.
Yes, thank you. Bye for now.
Bye for now, Wegedesk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk. Man, such powerful energy we get from him every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we also want to give some shout outs to our staff up here at Wegedesk, or up at CJSF.
Yep.
Our station manager, Magnus, and our program coordinator, Robin,
yeah,
and also spoken word and talk coordinator, Jesse, and also our music coordinator, Carnivar.
Yeah,
yeah. I always like to call him by his traditional name.
Yeah,
his name is also Connor Ashton. So yeah, big shout out to them, because you know they provide us this platform and do a lot of amazing work to keep us on the air and keep us going, sharing you know all these positive vibrations, all these special beautiful programs up here. We just had the Sprouts on before us. What an amazing group. They're so inspiring.
Yeah.
High schoolers. Yeah.
Just the wisdom from youth, right?
Yeah. And
all the volunteers, too.
Oh, yes.
So many volunteers behind the scenes making this all happen.
Yeah. And we also have Rebecca out there, our intern from England.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She's always here and doing a lot of great things. She used to be on before us, too.
An extra thank you to Carnivar for the tarts today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a nice celebration in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, some very good treats today.
Yeah.
And for yourself, thank you for bringing
our
Christmas
tree
and lighting us up.
Bringing celebrate.
Yeah.
It's a visual celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. Very beautiful, wonderful.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're going to also shout out to Tri-City Community TV.
Right, Jeff. Jeff Scott.
Yeah, Jeff Scott. Thank you for listening and just always being there in support of us in hard times and good times.
And doing great work in the community.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to the new year coming up. You know, as we're leaving, we can celebrate this year and all the wonderful things that we've done through the this whole year, all our achievements, all our great programs and shows that we've done. Thank you guys for listening to us and just sharing all the positivity and coming along with us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth and empowerment for human rights and justice. So we're going to say bye for now. Coming up next, we have one of our other producers, Jacob.
Oh, Jacob,
and the Art Show.
Of course, yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
And we're going to let everybody go with some Tim Henson and his song Furia de Panteras. So thank you all for joining us.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good and safe and happy holidays.
Yeah, come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices here up at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
We're here on Boxing Day.
Maybe. No, maybe the next week. So. But see you all next year. Bye for now.
Bye.